few weeks ago, Barton George sat down and recorded a podcast with Jim Zemlin, the executive director of the Linux Foundation. The podcast was a little less than about a half hour long, and most of it was about where the Linux Foundation started, how it got going, and the history of it all. And it was pretty light on specifics, but there was a couple of tidbits in there that were truly fascinating. I'm going to play them for you now. And Barton was, he heard Jim say these things, and he cut them out and he posted them over on Twitter as, you know, about 30 seconds or so worth of audio from Jim Zemlin without comment. So people can kind of take a listen to it and hear what Jim is saying. I'm going to play it for you now, and then I've got a whole heck of a lot to say afterwards.
DevOps Dispatch presents Voices from the Industry.
These are not paid actors.
We were trying to create the perception of a two-horse race between Microsoft and Linux in order to kill Sun. The reason for that is that Linux was really consolidating the Unix space. That was the primary competition, because you could move a Unix workload over to Linux much easier. There is a theory that if Sun had open sourced Solaris sooner and had leaned into that technology in a different way, that, you know, Linux wouldn't be the success that it is today.
Okay. All right. Holy smokes. All right. I'm going to read some of this to you in case you missed it. I went back and I listened to the entirety of the podcast. Well done, Barton. And I pulled out this clip. Jim Zemlin says the following, and I quote, "I spent most of my time criticizing Microsoft." He's talking about the very early days of the Linux Foundation. "Talking about how much better Linux was. Although, and I know you worked at Sun Microsystems," referring to Barton using to who previously worked at Sun, "we didn't really want to necessarily or think that we could kill Microsoft. We were trying to create the perception of a two-horse race between Microsoft and Linux in order to kill Sun. The reason for that is that Linux was really consolidating the Unix space. That was the primary competition, because you could move a Unix workload over to Linux much easier. There is a theory that if Sun had open-sourced Solaris sooner and had leaned into that technology in a different way, that, you know, Linux wouldn't be the success that it is today." And he goes on to talk about how, quote, "it was so fun to make fun of Microsoft, and they certainly helped us out with all their fear-mongering of Linux, but we weren't really thinking that we would kill, you know?" Well, that was that when Ballmer was talking about Linux as a cancer. Was that... Yeah, it was great. I mean, he just gave us free publicity. David versus Goliath. So what I want to call out, though, here is that when Jim Zemlin and the Linux Foundation in their very early days were spending time attacking Microsoft, they're saying that that was actually a covert strategy to secretly attempt to kill Sun, and was not, in fact, an attack on Microsoft. That is kind of crazy huge. I wanna dive into a couple of tidbits here, because this is actually pretty important. So the Linux Foundation was founded in 2007. Right? It came out of two different organizations. One was the Open Source Development Labs, which up until that point is who had been paying Linus Torvalds' salary. And the other organization was the Free Standards Group, right? They were trying to create a standard base on which all Linux distributions could be made. And many people might remember the LSB, the Linux Standard Base. That didn't really pan out in a lot of ways. But Jim Zemlin was hired to work on the Free Standards Group. And then both the Free Standards Group and the Open Source Development Labs merged together to create the Linux Foundation, which Jim ended up as the executive director of and running. That happened in 2007. Now, here's where the history of this becomes really important, because I want to get down to this. We have a couple of questions that need to be answered here. One, Jim is saying that the Linux Foundation, their strategy was to attack Microsoft in order to kill Sun. That's what he's saying their strategy was. So one, was that true? Like, is what he's saying truly their strategy that they had back in 2007? And two, if it was their strategy, why? Why was that their strategy, and what ramifications did that strategy have? So here's why I want to talk about the timeline here. So the Linux Foundation was created in 2007, right? So his attacks on Microsoft, I mean, during 2007, I'll show you a few of them, really got pretty extreme, and for good reason. But it came after Sun had already open sourced Solaris, right? At this point, Solaris was open sourced in 2005. The very first release of anything open source Solaris based was called Solaris Express. There was an open source version of that that came out back in 2005. And then there was more versions that happened later on, and several renamings. We'll get to that in a moment. And then in 2007, Sun actually joined the Free Software Foundation and open sourced, under the GPL license, Java, right? And they already had OpenOffice, which was already open source as an office suite. At this point, while many, including myself, who was covering all this happening at the time, had many criticisms of Sun, they were realistically the biggest proponent and advocate of open source that there was in the corporate space. During this period of time, Microsoft was fiercely anti-open source to an extreme degree. I mean, the whole, you know, the GPL is a cancer. They fought against open source. I remember literally standing in front of Steve Ballmer when he was screaming about how much he hated Linux, with spit flying out of his mouth to such a degree that it covered my glasses. That's not even an exaggeration. It's a really weird thing that happened. But Sun was an extreme, compared to the other companies at the time, advocate for open source. OpenOffice, while it had some issues, was open source. They free softwared Java, at least mostly, and they released the Solaris operating system and a whole bunch of the tool chain that went along with it under open source licenses as well. So this was a pretty big moment of Sun embracing open source. And here we have Jim Zemlin saying that the Linux Foundation had, as what would appear to be its primary goal, the death of Sun. They were setting out to kill Sun, because at the time, they made it very clear that their goal was to take out Microsoft, to stop Microsoft from hurting Linux. Well, it turns out that that strategy was not to hurt Microsoft. It was to destroy Sun. Jim just said that. What's interesting here, though, is this exact period of time was very tumultuous within the Linux Foundation. In how it related to Sun. So there may have been some really bad blood here. Here, let me go over here. At the beginning of 2007, shortly, like right after the Linux Foundation was founded, Ian Murdoch, the creator of Debian, who was the CTO of the Linux Foundation, bailed on the Linux Foundation and ran over to Sun. He made a whole bunch of statements about how excited he was about Sun, about Sun's pushing of open source, about the opening of Solaris, about the future of all that, and Ian was heading out on over there. And he was even talking about how Sun was really looking to work with Linux and work with Debian and incorporate a lot of that technologies into Solaris and support a lot of the Linux technologies. Solaris and Sun were embracing Linux and open source at that time, and Sun was joining the Linux Foundation. Yeah, as a supporting member. Yeah. So while all this was happening, according to Jim Zemlin, the actual internal strategy was to destroy and kill Sun. What? Now, does that have anything to do with the bad blood between him and Ian Murdoch? Because Ian Murdoch bailed on the Linux Foundation and ran to Sun? I don't know. That would be pure hypothesis, but it's interesting to look at right there, just the same. And again, a lot of things were happening at this exact time. At this exact time, within weeks of each other, this is Simon Phipps announcing that Sun, he worked at Sun at the time, was joining the Free Software Foundation as well. They were now being a major supporter of the free software movement and releasing Java under the GPL. Holy smokes! All this was happening in 2007. And again, apparently, at least that's what they want us to believe, all the attacks that were happening, which we're going to talk about in just a second, between Microsoft and the Linux Foundation were geared not towards Microsoft, not towards harming Microsoft, but towards harming Sun. Now, a lot of people might remember, some of these websites I'm pulling up, most of them are incredibly old, and I have to grab old archive.org versions of them because the Linux Foundation has just deleted most of the blogs I wanted to look at that reference this period of time because they do not want us looking at what they said in 2007 for some reason. But Microsoft, if many of you will remember 2007 as an intense year. Microsoft went on the war path against Linux in a big way. The patent attacks. They were talking constantly. They were attacking this GPS software company and that software company over there. They were attacking everyone they could for violating Microsoft's patents. A lot of times they were patents involving file systems like FAT and things like that, but they were coming after Linux companies and open source companies and companies that use those technologies with patent violations. And they were creating licensing schemes where they were saying, do you want to, hey, company over there, hey, Novell, hey, Tom, hey, whoever, come on over here, pay us a little protection money, and maybe we won't sue you out of existence for violating our 3 bazillion patents. So they were going nuts on it, and they were making statement after statement about how dangerous Linux was, how scary it was to use, how the licensing of the GPL was a cancer, and Linux was a cancer, and it was mean. It was angry. It was intense. It was a very, very intense time. I mean, realistically, the whole 5, 6, 7, 8 years leading up to this period of time was already pretty between Linux and Microsoft, but it was ratcheting up. So in steps the Linux Foundation and the Jim Zemlin saying that all the responses that the Linux Foundation was making to Microsoft, which were many over the course of 2007, 2008, 2009, and 2010, were not really about Microsoft at all. They were to destroy Sun. There's article after article about the Linux Foundation saying, Microsoft, stop bullying people. Microsoft, stop doing these patent wars. Microsoft, stop releasing bad technology. I mean, they were coming after Microsoft in a really, really big way. But it wasn't about Microsoft at all. Now, how realistic do we think that is? Because right now, because if we flash forward to today, Sun Microsystems doesn't exist anymore. Sun is gone. Sun got purchased by Oracle it was 2009. Right now, at the time when Sun was purchased by Oracle, both Sun and Oracle were members of the Linux Foundation. Now, currently, today, Oracle, which gobbled Sun up, still sits on the board of directors of the Linux Foundation, but as does Microsoft in a very, very big way. They both, Microsoft and Oracle, are platinum members of the Linux Foundation and sit on the board of directors, have corporate seats and corporate representation on the board of directors for the Linux Foundation. And the Linux Foundation is extremely, extremely friendly with Microsoft at this point. I mean, that's a given thing, right? And we could argue about whether that's good or bad, but does that influence this telling of history? Is that real? Was the Linux Foundation actually just pretending to attack Microsoft in order to create a sort of perception that Unix and Sun didn't matter in order to kill Sun? Well, if so, maybe it worked. I mean, if so, maybe it was an effective strategy. And so we could give Jim Zemlin and the Linux Foundation the benefit of the doubt and say, yes, they did it on purpose. Yes, they went after Microsoft in order to destroy Sun. Does that sound unlikely? Yes. Yes, it does sound unlikely. But let's give them the benefit of the doubt, okay? Let's say that really was the strategy. Just for kicks and giggles here. Let's think about it here. Why? Why was it the strategy? Because if you take the Linux Foundation at their word, at face value, what they say at face value nowadays, what they say now is that they're not really about Linux per se. They're about open source and open collaboration and all these other things. If that really is the case, why would they have been committed, dedicated to the destruction of Sun during the 2007-2008 period of time when Sun was open sourcing under the GPL and free softwaring stuff left and right? When they were hiring Linux legends like Ian Murdoch and pushing for the support of Linux inside of Sun and outside of Sun, why would they do that? Why would they go after the company that was funding and running the big open source Office suite that at the time every major Linux distribution used in OpenOffice? This was before, remember, this is before OpenOffice forked and became LibreOffice later on, which everyone now uses. But back then it was OpenOffice. So why would the Linux Foundation try and take out the creator of Java and Solaris and the company that owned and released the open source OpenOffice? Why would they do that? If they were really for the open source, they would not have done that. The only reason to do that is to take them off the board as a player, as competition, as saying, we don't want another operating system competitor out there, an open source Unix-like operating system that cannot stand, and so they took it out. I mean, it's brutal, and maybe it's good business sense if that truly was their strategy, but that does seem to run contrary to what they say is now their modus operandi and their real goals of promoting and fostering open source and working so closely with so many corporations. So what was it about Sun that they feared in those days? If that really is the case, if that was their strategy, that means that Jim Zemlin and the Linux Foundation were scared of Sun and what they could do. Not what harm they could do, because clearly they were hiring Debian creators and releasing everything that they could under the sun under the GPL. They had a few problems. They weren't perfect, but compared to every other major company at the time, they were the open source company at the time. I know we like to view history through various glasses, but if you go back and look at, say, 2000 to 2007, 2008, that window of time, Microsoft, no. They literally said open source software was cancer. So no. IBM was not pro open source at the time either. Not like people remember. There were exceptions within the company, but not like people remember. You look around. Oracle was tinkering, but not fully. I mean, you go through all the big tech companies. There really wasn't a big tech company, a big one, that was pro open source like Sun was at that moment. So, if we take them at their word, it paints the Linux Foundation in a pretty nasty light, in a pretty anti-open source light, in a way that they would put their own financial success ahead of that, of the success of open source projects, of open source Unix operating systems, of open source Office suites, of open source API sets and SDKs, of all of it. And that's kind of nasty. But that assumes we take them at their word here. I'm going to go out and I'm going to say something a little different. I don't have proof of this. So I'm just going to say what this smells like to me. The Linux Foundation takes a lot of money from Microsoft. Sun is off the board. I mean, yes, Oracle is still around, but Sun is not. So criticizing Sun at this point and saying you were just trying to take Sun off the board just makes you look stronger. Right? It doesn't hurt your corporate ties at this point. It doesn't call into jeopardy, cause any potential loss of corporate sponsorship because he criticized a company that doesn't exist anymore. But criticizing Microsoft does. Microsoft puts a ton of money into the Linux Foundation and related projects. And their cooperation is pivotal and important for the continued financial growth and success of the Linux Foundation. So, what do? Oh, yeah, sure, I used to attack Microsoft all the time, but that was for show. I wasn't really attacking Microsoft. What I was doing was attacking Sun. They're mean. Oh, they don't exist anymore and can't defend themselves? Okay, yeah, that's the one I'm attacking. I'm attacking Sun by pretending, wink, wink, to attack Microsoft, who were so great. I mean, did they make a few missteps? Yes, but you'll never know about them because we deleted those blog posts, so it's okay. We didn't really criticize them that much anyway. We'll just sweep that under the rug. That's what it sounds like to me. That's what this sounds like to me. Could I be wrong? Yeah. I could be wrong, and the goal of the Linux Foundation could have been in those early days to destroy Sun. But if so, if that really is true, and if anyone who was around during the early days of the Linux Foundation would like to become a whistleblower, head to lunduke.com. I've got tips on how to anonymously whistleblow and otherwise contact me securely on that site there. I would love to hear about your experience inside the Linux Foundation and whether or not the goal and the official strategy was to destroy Sun and Open Solaris and the projects that Ian Murdoch, the creator of Debian Linux, was doing there. I would love to hear about that. Holy smokes, is this a weird one. This is a really, really a weird one. Anyway, I'll follow up on this. I'll reach out to the Linux Foundation. I'm going to reach out to a couple of people I know that were around back then, both at Sun and at the Linux Foundation. I'm going to see if I can find any other reference to this being the official strategy, because weird. Really, really weird. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, nerds and nerdettes across the inner tube, I do declare and broadcast.